Mr. Vice President, you must give us back Parsha Vayigash. This week's Parsha Vayigash opens with Yehuda approaching Yosef. Yehuda doesn't know Yosef is Yosef. Yehuda thinks Yosef is the Vice President of Mitzrayim. And Yehuda approaches Yosef and he says, Mr. Vice President, you must give us back Binyamin. You must give us back Binyamin. Why? We have an old father at home, and this old father, this is his favorite son. Binyamin is his favorite son. And if you don't give us back Binyamin, the old father at home, he might die of anguish. Mr. Vice President, you must give us back Binyamin. The Lashon is, Yehuda says to Yosef, Haridu abadecha, esevas avdecha avinu b'yagon sha'ola. He will die, he'll go to his grave in sorrow, he'll die of anguish. You must give us back Binyamin. That's the gist of what Yehuda says to Yosef. Yosef can't hold back anymore. The pasuk tells us, he couldn't hold himself back anymore. And Yosef finally reveals his true identity to his brothers. And Yosef says in Perek Mem Hei pasuk Gimel, "Vayomer Yosef Elechav, Ani Yosef, Hod Avichai. I am Yosef. Is my father still alive?" Obviously, this is a very, very strange question. Why is this question strange? Correct. That's the whole point of Yehuda's speech. Yehuda's whole speech is based on the assumption Yaakov's alive, and he'll die of anguish if he doesn't get back Binyamin. Hasn't Yosef been listening for the last hour? Hasn't Yosef heard Yehuda talking about Yaakov for the last hour? Of course Yaakov's alive. Hasn't Yosef been listening? What's going on? Why is Yosef asking Hod Avichai? This is a very, very strange question. So there are two pshatim, there are two approaches to explain what Yosef's question was. There's a simple approach, said by the Kli Yakar, and there's another approach, a bit of a deeper approach, developed by the Beis HaLevi, Rabbi Yosef Rav Levi Salvatik Zatzal, the great-grandfather of the Rav Zatzal from YU. Oh, so they have pshat as follows. First, we'll start with a simple pshat of the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says as follows. Yosef was concerned that maybe Yehuda was lying. Maybe he was lying. Maybe Yaakov died a long time ago. Maybe Yehuda was trying to conjure up mercy and compassion in the eyes and the ears of the Vice President of Mitzrayim, who, you know, he thought Yosef was Vice President of Mitzrayim. Mr. Vice President, have compassion, have mercy. Maybe Yehuda was making up the story in order to stir up the emotions of the Vice President. Maybe Yaakov died a long time ago, and maybe Yaakov was dead. So Yosef says to Yehuda, I'm Yosef. Yosef says to Yehuda, I'm Yosef. Is my father really alive? That's the pshat of Hod Avichai. I'm Yosef. Is my father really alive? Yosef was concerned maybe Yehuda was lying. It's a very nice pshat. We'll call it the pashat pshat in the psukim. Okay. But there's another pshat here, which is developed by the Beis HaLevi. And this other pshat of the Beis HaLevi, he doesn't just answer this question. This is the first question. He also answers several other questions of pshat in the psukim as well. So first we'll explain the other two of the other questions of the Beis HaLevi, and then we'll present the answer for the Beis HaLevi. Oh. So the Beis HaLevi says, a second question is as follows. The pasuk continues, pasuk Gimel continues, Voyafuga anoso so, ki nivhalumi panav. They couldn't answer Yosef because they were shocked. Nivhalu, they were shocked in the presence of Yosef. That's what the pasuk means. Pashup shot, they were shocked. They thought he was dead for years. They were shocked and they couldn't answer Yosef. Fine, good. However, there's a medrash on this pasuk. The medrash on this pasuk says, "Oy lanu miyom hadin, oy lanu miyom atochacha, oy vei from the yom hadin." The medrash says that if the brothers couldn't answer Yosef, then kal v'chomer, all the more so, we won't be able to answer Hashem. If the brothers couldn't answer Yosef, and you know, then all the more so, we'll be able to answer Hashem. That's what the medrash says. Now, the medrash is comparing what Yosef said to the brothers and how Yosef and how the brothers reacted to Yosef, to the Yom HaDin, when Hashem will speak to us and we'll be terrified in response to Hashem. So clearly then this medrash is assuming that the brothers were giving Yosef that Yosef was giving the brothers what? A heavy dose of? A heavy dose of? Correct, a heavy dose of Mussar. Yosef was giving the brothers Mussar. Just like on the Yom HaDin, Hashem's going to give us Mussar and Tochacha, Yosef was giving the brothers Mussar and Tochacha. And the Medrash is saying that just like the brothers couldn't answer Yosef, we won't be able to answer Hashem. So question number two is, where's the Mussar? Where's the Mussar? This is a kasha on the Medrash. The Medrash is clearly assuming that Yosef gave the brothers Mussar. All Yosef did was ask them a question, Oda Bichai, is my father still alive? Where's the Mussar? This is a strong kasha, not on Pshat in the Chumash, but a strong kasha on Pshat in the Medrash. What's Pshat in this Medrash? That the Medrash is assuming Yosef gave the brothers Mussar. Question two is, where is the Mussar? Where is the Tochach? Question three is as follows. The Pesukim continue. Pesuk Dalet. That Yosef speaks to the brothers again, and it says, Vayomer Yosef, Vayomer, Ani Yosef Achichem. I am Yosef, your brother, etc. In Pesuk Dalet, when Yosef says, I'm Yosef, he says, Ani Yosef Achichem. In Pesuk Gimel, it's just Ani Yosef. How come in Pesuk Dalet, Yosef adds in Achichem, and in Pesuk Gimel, he leaves it out. Just I'm Yosef, how would I be chai? Here's a third question in Pshat in the Chumash. So to answer these questions, the Beis HaLevi says as follows, and he explains the following yesod. It's really a yesod in life, it's a yesod in Mussar, and it's something we have to be aware of, as we'll see. So here is what Yosef said to Yehuda. What I'm going to say now is my own words, but it's directly based on what the Beis HaLevi says. Yosef says to Yehuda's father, he goes, Yehuda, you're right. You're right. Everything you said about Yaakov and Binyamin is true. Binyamin is the favorite son. And if Yaakov doesn't get Binyamin back, he might die of anguish. And Yehuda, your words were very moving and very powerful. You explained so well how if the old father's at home, he might die of anguish from losing his favorite son Binyamin. Yosef says to Yehuda, Yehuda, everything you just said, which is correct, everything you just said about Yaakov and Binyamin applies in exactly the same way about Yaakov and me. Everything you just said about Yaakov and Binyamin applies in exactly the same way about Yaakov and me. It doesn't just apply, it applies in the same way, and it applied in the same way 22 years ago when you took me into slavery. I was the son of his favorite wife, Rachel, and I was his favorite son, and he learned the most Torah with me. Yosef says to Yehuda, Yehuda, if you're so concerned about Yaakov's welfare, as you should be, if you're so concerned about Yaakov's welfare, and that's why you're demanding Binyamin back, because you're concerned that if he doesn't get back Binyamin, he might die of anguish, then Yehuda, where was that concern 22 years ago when you sold me into slavery? Where was that concern? Yehuda, if you think that Yaakov might die of anguish if he doesn't get back Binyamin, then how could Yaakov have possibly lived through you selling me into slavery? Yehuda, ha'oda v'chai, Yehuda, is it possible Yaakov is still alive from when you sold me into slavery 22 years ago? Question mark. You hypocrite! Exclamation point. That's what Yosef is saying to Yehuda. This isn't a question of like a question, is Yaakov alive? Yosef knows Yaakov's alive. This question, Hoda Bichai, is an attacking statement of Mussar framed in the form of a rhetorical question. It's an attacking statement of Mussar framed in the form of a rhetorical question. Is it possible Yaakov is still alive from when you sold me into slavery 22 years ago, Yehuda? Question mark. You hypocrite! Exclamation point. That's what Yosef is saying to Yehuda. Yosef takes Yehuda's own arguments and his own words, and he turns them against Yehuda himself. This is the strongest Mussar. There's no answer. How can you answer? Yosef is just quoting Yehuda to Yehuda. The mercy, the compassion. Why weren't you thinking of Yaakov's welfare back then when you sold me into slavery, Yehuda? That's the Mussar which Yosef was giving to Yehuda. Very strong Musar. There's no answer, because Yosef took Yehuda's own words, his own arguments, and he used them against Yehuda. This is the pshat of Hod Avichai. Yosef knows Yaakov is alive. He's asking this rhetorical question, which is an attacking statement of Musar. This explains the Medrash. The Medrash says the brothers were terrified. The brothers were terrified. Exactly, they were terrified. Yosef was giving them Musar. Just like on the Yom HaDin, Hashem will give us Musar, Yosef is giving the brothers Musar. I'll go back to this point more in a minute to be more specific about the type of Musar Hashem will give us on the Yom HaDin. But that explains the matter, that the Pasuk Gimel is Musar. The brothers were terrified from Yosef's Musar. And the Beis Halevi continues, this is mamash beautiful, this is the pshat why in Pasuk Gimel Yosef says, Ani Yosef Achichem. And in Pasuk Gimel he just says, Ani Yosef. Because here's what's happening. In Pasuk Dalet, Yosef says, Vayom Yosef Elchav, Gishunoi, I may have said Gimel, I mean, I'm in Pasuk Dalet. Yosef says, Vayom Yosef Elchav, Gishunoi Lai Vayigashu, come close to me. Vayom Yosef says, this is Pasuk Dalet, Ani Yosef Achichem, Asher Mechartu Musi Mitzrayim. I'm Yosef, your brother that you sold me to slavery, and you sold me to Mitzrayim. But Atah, now, Al Teyatzvu, don't worry, don't be upset. Hashem worked it out that I should come before you. From Pasuk Dalet and on, Yosef is saying to the brothers, don't be upset, it's okay. Yosef is trying to rebuild the family unit. In Pasuk Dalet, Yosef is speaking to his brothers as a loving brother, trying to rebuild the family unit. And that's why it's the Yosef Achichan. In Pasuk Gimel, Yosef is speaking to his brothers as a Mashgiach, as a Baal Musar. I'm Yosef. Is Yaakov still alive? It's a very strong contrast. In Pasuk Gimel, as the Medrash explains, Yosef is giving Musar. I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive? Then the brothers are stunned. They're shocked. They're terrified. Mistamla, the brothers do tshuva. Now, in Pasuk Dalet, Yosef starts again. Yosef begins again, and Yosef says, Ani Yosef Achichem, let's rebuild the family again. I gave you the Musar you deserved. You've done tshuva. Now let's start over again. This is the pshat. Pasuk Gimel is Musar. He leaves out the word Achichem. Pasuk Dalet is rebuilding the family unit. You have the word Achichem. This is the famous, beautiful book of the Beis Halevi on the question of Hod Avichai. And the Beis Halevi says, this is exactly the Musar that Hashem will give us on Yom HaDin. And it's something we have to be afraid of. The strongest Musar that Hashem will give us is where Hashem takes one part of our life and in a sense uses it against another part of our life. You can't defend it. It's you. Let me explain. This is the basic Levi's mashal. A person comes to Shemayim and Hashem says, you know, you didn't give very much tzedakah in your life. And the guy says, well, yeah, you know, Hashem, it was actually pretty difficult. I have a large family. I really couldn't afford so much tzedakah. I had a large family. I couldn't afford tzedakah to give to other people. Hashem says, okay, that's a pretty good taina, pretty good claim that you had a large family. You couldn't afford any more tzedakah. Hashem says, let's look at your summer vacations for the last, or your winter vacations for the last 10 years. So a few years ago, you went skiing in Denver, in Aspen, for 2 weeks. $8,000 with the family. The next year, you went skiing with the family in the Alps, $10,000. The next year, you went skiing with the family in Fiji, $15,000. I think you could afford a little more tzedakah, Hashem says. Hashem says, I find you had a big family, but you found money for a $10,000 vacation here and $15,000 vacation here, and you couldn't find a little more money for tzedakah. That's the question which Hashem is going to ask, and that's a question to which there's no answer. There's no answer. It's your own life. Hashem's using your own life against you. This is exactly the Musar Yosef gave to Yehuda, and this is exactly the Musar that we should be careful to avoid. This contradiction, this internal contradiction, this internal imbalance between one part of life and another is something which would be quite difficult to defend. A person buys a house, beautiful house, $750,000. Time to buy mezuzahs, and he goes and buys the cheapest mezuzahs in the store. for mezuzah cases, he buys cheapest mezuzah cases. That doesn't make sense. A person has enough money for a beautiful house and enough money for a beautiful chandelier. He doesn't have enough money to buy a little more mehudar mezuzah, a little more beautiful mezuzah case. That's an internal contradiction. That's a stira. That's an imbalance. There's something off there. That you're willing to spend $500 on a certain type of chandelier, and when it comes to mezuzahs, you buy the cheapest ones for $30, and you don't buy the more mehudar ones for $50. That's a problem. That's exactly the problem that Hashem's going to point out in the Yom HaDin. That's the problem which Yosef pointed out to the brothers. Now, I am not discussing here the objective level of gashmias that a person chooses to live. That's a personal decision, how much gashmias a person has in their life. That's a personal decision. What I am saying is as follows. If a person chooses and can afford to have a reasonably high level of gashmias, expensive vacations, a beautiful house, so then that type of person also should make sure to have an equivalent amount of money for tzedakah, an equivalent dedication to the mitzvahs of his life, to also spend money on those as well. When there is an imbalance, when it doesn't fit, when the money you give for vacations and for your home is so much more than the money for tzedakah and for mitzvahs, that is a problem. That's the stira, and that's the stira that Yosef pointed out to the brothers, and that's exactly the stira that we have to avoid. We want to avoid this. We want to avoid this imbalance. This then is the lesson which basically he draws out of this pasuk, this rhetorical question Yosef asked to his brothers. Ha'oda bichai, this is the lesson, and the lesson of avoiding having one part of our life in a sense contradict another. Okay, we'll stop here.